Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It has to be said, ESPN has ruined their NBA draft coverage.
Okay, I had the Guardians on the main TV, and then I had ESPN on the second TV. I started off with the ABC version of it all, and then I switched to the ESPN version and realized that was a mistake.
I actually like Shams Charania, who's just full heel turn right now because he is just carrying water for a lot of teams that did dumb things. I saw him defending the Pelicans' decision. I saw him polishing basically on the back end the Luka trade.
How did he defend the Pelicans' decision?
Oh, he basically said, "Well, what if Derek Queen becomes a superstar?"
That was one of the dumbest things I've seen.
It is, but there was just. One, we continue to do the thing of putting on a hat and announcing a team that does not that player's already been traded from. And that is a league technicality that should just be cleaned up for TV. It just should be.
Yeah, I saw Scott Van Pelt railing about that last night.
So that stinks. The panel that they had, which was Bobby Marks, Andrea Carter, Malika, and Kendrick Perkins. Guys, no Bob Myers, no, former college coach, huge NBA draft. Why am I blanking on him? None of their NBA draft analysts. And oh, by the one they did use was Jonathan Givony, who every time they put him on the TV looked like a hostage. Every time they went to him, he would just blink for a couple minutes and then start talking. And worst of all, I don't need the broadcasting crew constantly telling me, you just know how much it means for them. It was a Sergio Dip moment all night.
Yeah.
He's having the time. Look, they're crying. Like, the whole point of the NBA draft is that there is a huge plethora of stories to be told. And guys, I don't need to see every mom crying. That's a great, joyous moment. The mom should cry. Danny Wolf's brother just bawling on TV. It's like, guys, this isn't the Lifetime channel.
Yeah.
You can throw in a couple funny stories. You can throw in a couple interesting stories. But if all you're going to do is try some Tom Rinaldi tear-jerking piece.
Well, and so that's what the NFL got in trouble with so many years ago.
It all falls flat.
Remember the NFL? That was like, it was a big joke on the internet for really the past couple seasons, is that every time they would just find the sappiest and saddest story related to these players. And the NFL actually made a concerted effort not to do that this last year and not to bring out the tear-jerking stories and just kind of focus on the football a little bit more. And I thought it paid off for them in a big way.
And by the way, you can still do those stories in moderation.
Well, that's it. It's just not every person that has one of these stories has to have their story told.
Because in the end, it just does demean the overall thing. Like, there are, like, Vijay Edgecombe talking about his family lived off the generator because they didn't have power. That's a powerful story.
Yeah.
Like, that's a story and that deserves to be told.
There were definitely, and I don't want to diminish anyone's stories or anything like that, but in looking for the Carter Bryant, did he kiss or not kiss his sister video that was just not heard around the world. It was just heard in the Wilson household.
Did he kiss his sister and then people just put it on the DL?
People were like talking about the idea that he is the grandchild of two deaf parents.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, so that's, listen, there's something there. I know there's something there, but does that have to be something that is in the broadcast? Like, do we have to, did he overcome a ton because he had two deaf grandparents? Is that the insinuation there?
Here's the other thing. I really like Monica McNutt. I actually think that she's one of their better basketball analysts. I don't know if she was not prepared last night or if just the preparation wasn't good preparation.
Okay.
So how do you feel? Hey, your sibling, what's it like?
So wait, where were you on this? Were you ABC broadcast or were you ESPN? I'm getting very confused because you're throwing different.
I'm ESPN.
Okay, because I thought Monica was just only on the ABC. Maybe she was on the ESPN as well?
All I was watching was the ESPN, and that's where I saw her work at.
So I ended up, I did both. I danced around at both, but I like that they gave you two different presentations and you had two different set of announcers and announcing crews to kind of choose your battle. Now, maybe neither one of them is ultimately what you like, but I like Kevin Negandhi. So I was like, Kevin Negandhi in ABC just kind of works for me. Did they balance it out with Stephen A. Smith? Well, that doesn't really do as much for me, but at least he gives opinions.
So I think this was an extension of ESPN's NBA coverage is just abysmal. But the one thing you could count on them to get right in, and when I say previous years, I mean like 5 years ago, 10 years ago.
Well, I mean, their draft coverage used to just be Bill Simmons telling everyone why they're wrong, which I enjoyed greatly.
Well, okay, but Bill,
it was
actually,
Bill up there, is he just eviscerated people for their dumb NBA opinions, and I loved it.
But like you had, and I'm it's really bugging me. I can't think of the coach, the former coach. He's got an. It's really good. But he started out covering Euro prospects and then just transitioned over to all NBA prospects.
Still, Fran Fraschilla.
Yes, Fran is incredible. Like he's one of the best NBA analysts going. He's also incredible on radio. He's one of the best analysts you got going.
Yeah.
He's nowhere to be found.
No, I mean,
and no offense to Bobby Marks, he's not a scout.
Well, Jay Billis has a role at the table and a seat at the table, though. Jay Billis knows what he's talking about, and he does a lot with the college basketball players.
But even with Jay,
he's not a scout necessarily.
But even with Jay, like you need a true scout to bounce off of instead of Kendrick Perkins, who got.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Guys. I mean, again, there's a time and place for Kendrick. There really is. I'm not here to suggest he doesn't belong in the NBA media.
Yeah.
He doesn't belong on game coverage. He doesn't belong on NBA draft coverage. He doesn't know the prospects. He doesn't. Listen to him. He does not know who the hell these guys are. Same thing with Stephen A. God bless him. When's the last time Stephen A. watched college basketball?
Well, and Stephen A.'s not doing, you know, weeks on weeks of preparation for this event. There's no way he's doing that.
And listen, Stephen A. deserves... He's
very plugged in the NBA.
He is a ratings juggernaut. I understand why Stephen A. is paid the money he is. I'm not one of the people in this business that is wildly jealous of Stephen A. for that. But he doesn't have to be on everything. He really doesn't, because at some point you diminish his value by showing he doesn't know diddly squat about what he's talking about when it comes to the NBA draft.
Yeah, but ESPN, that's what they do. They put everyone on everything, and they just make you they make you work a ton of hours. That's their deal.
I get it, but at some point...
It doesn't make us any better, or it doesn't make us more enjoyable. I'm not disagreeing there.
But at some point, you have to, like... You have to think about, like, do we care about the... This guy basically getting exposed, which is what happens when Stephen A's in the wrong context. Same thing with Kendrick Perkins. But I don't even know if I'm going to watch the NBA draft next year. I might just watch it on my phone. Unless the Cavs get a top 10 pick somehow, I just don't know.
I mean, do what
it,
I did.
It was that bad.
Have the Guardians on the main screen and then just kind of put the draft was the secondary thing for me last night. I was texting with buddies about different picks. I watched a little bit. Nick Wright was doing a live draft recap thing, like as it was going. I watched a little bit of that, and that's all I needed. It was fine. Actually, you might like that space more. Maybe not Nick Wright, because I like Nick more than you do, but like find one of those NBA YouTube guys that like they do like two or three of them, and they just do their own little round table, and they just kind of chop it up, the people that are obsessed with it. Yeah, maybe that's your new option.
Should be noted, the Guardians just finished off a 6-0 loss. So they dropped the series to Toronto.
Yeah, about the back-to-back games. Yeah, what sucks about this is obviously there's a lot, but the back-to-back games where you have, you have your two guys. You have Gavin and then into Bibee. And to have it end the series this way, less than ideal. Also, what the hell was Bo Naylor doing on that one play? I'm sure you've seen Toronto, and they put out like the Blue Jays' main Twitter account. They had the search for a QB1 in Cleveland. Just a cheap shot. It was what it was.
That's a good cheap shot, though. As cheap shots go,
and it's fine. But like,
I know because I'm the king of cheap shots.
In that moment, though, Bo Naylor is like he's picking dandelions. I don't know what's going on. They try to throw the ball home, and Bo is sitting there looking at like dirt on his shoes, paying no attention to the actual game. What the hell happened there?
And if you actually look at it, Manziel Lizardo throws a pretty good throw.
It's a pretty good throw. It's supposed to be a bang play at the plate here.
Would it give him a shot there?
Bo, you fell asleep. Like maybe I should have seen Vogt just take him out of the game immediately for that. There's got to be something attached to this.
Here's the problem. Rodriguez was tiptoeing through the tulips the other day too.
That's
on two different plays,
as I pointed out. Yeah,
and it just
we're seeing a lot of this.
They're not where they need to be. And I'm not trying to hammer them because they're a young team. They got time to figure it out, blah, 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 all that stuff. But, like, they're not playing the same kind of heads-up baseball they have. They're not playing good defensive baseball.
I mean, the offense they want to know
stinks.
What's wrong. Play back this play right here. That's all you need to see, Nick.
Well, because this kind of stuff, there's seven of these things every game.
It seems like it really does. It seems like in every single game, I got somebody that's not hustling. I got somebody that's not paying attention. I got some little league play. I got this. I got that. It's really hit a low point. And then, I mean, geez, Bo, pay attention to the game.
And I know it's tough when you've gone through a tough stretch to continue to play at the level with the level of alertness and all this. But like Stephen Vogt already said, going into game one of this, where they lost in a kind of inexplicable fashion, they said they were sluggish.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a sluggish team again today. And I just, at some point, you're not just having a bad day. You're just a sluggish team, and that doesn't lead to winning.
No, and these are the type of things that you can, in many ways. Listen, there's some things you can and cannot put on a manager. But, like, at this point, who else am I supposed to put this on? Like, Vogt, get your act together here. Get these guys on the same page.
216-474-0092. Guardians.
I almost wanted, sorry to cut you off here for a second, but I wanted to finish this. I almost wanted to see, like, when Bobby Cox back in the day benched Andrew Jones for just being lazy on a routine fly ball, and he's kind of lollygagged into it and watched it drop ahead. I almost wanted to see something like that. Like, show these players that there has to be some repercussion for just not paying attention to the game.
All right, at what point are you punishing fans for having to watch Austin Hedges swing the bat, though? Counterpoint. Just a quick counterpoint.
I get it, but like Bo's got a. I mean, geez, more people in the stands are watching what's happening than Bo watching what happened. It's ridiculous.
So the Guardians did lose after winning the previous two series. They're back to losing series. Where are we with the Guardians? What one word would you use to describe your state of Guardians feelings? We're not quite apathetic, but it sure feels like the Guardians are apathetic and. The Guardians did make a huge mistake that we have to talk about next on 92.3 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.